This is the Black Screenwriter, episode 4. What's up, what's up, what's up? Today, I want to get into talking a little bit about new ideas and new themes and stuff like that when you're thinking about what you plan on writing about. Okay. Being interested is very important. I don't think there's anything more important than being interested in the subject that you want to write about. For instance, you are, and this is after you, and you don't have to necessarily be a seasoned writer. You can be a new screenwriter and you get a producer that says, hey, you know, this, you've always wanted to write. You've been writing your own screenplays. Maybe you get a screenplay that catches a producer's attention because they like the voice. In other words, they like the way that you write and the way that you put word, paint words on the page. They go, hey, I like your voice. I like what you did on blah, blah, blah. How about if you write this story for me? I got a story that I've always wanted to produce and blah, blah, blah. But when they pitch it to you, you know, you don't like it, you know. Well, that's when it comes down to, you know, if you're interested in something, to me, you're going to do a better job than if you just go, well, I kind of want this opportunity. I kind of want this paycheck. I think being interested in it means way more than just doing it for the hell of it. Because when you're interested in something, you're going to do a better job. It's no different than you got woman A and woman B, and you you jump in a bed with woman A, and you're not interested in her. Maybe you won't do too good of a job, but you see woman B, and you really, really hyped up about her, and you know all of that, and then you do a good job with her, and then she's satisfied. But yeah, you want to be involved in projects that you're interested in. And I would think more and more as you do your thing and write, you'll see that that's kind of a good payoff for yourself. Because if you're interested in the project, you know, you'll be thinking about it day and night. You wake up thinking about it. You're always, if you guys listen to previous episodes, I always talk about, you know, how I keep a pad and a pen, you know, where I can jot down notes. And I guess we're in a digital age, a tech age, where you can always type stuff into your phone or into a iPad or something. But the thing is me, I still like the old pen and pad because it just gives me more of a, you know, it just more of a creative feel to what I wrote. It helps me glue more ideas to it just because it's a pen and a pad. And, you know, the old scratching stuff out and putting down another idea and stuff like that. Excuse me. So being interested in something is kind of the way that you know that you're really going to put your all. I think, again, if you take a project on and producer pitches to you, you know, don't be so excited that finally somebody pitches you and then you take it on, because if you do a bad job, that's whatever it takes you to write it, that much of your life gone that you're not going to ever get back. And trust me, time is everything when it comes to life. On the flip side of that, if you wanted to do a movie about a dog that had wings and, you know, he was searching for his you know, pet dog friend, and it really, really interests you, then you're going to really, really put, you know, you're going to really put a solid into making that piece, you know, unique, original, and everything you wanted it to be. So, like I say, that said, make sure you're interested in something. Because one of my mottos is you got to fall in love with something for it to work. And I really, really feel that to be true, you know. And then that also, it's the same with writing. I mean, I think you got to love it. You know, I hope no one that's listening out there is saying, hey, I just want to be a screenwriter. I want to see my name written by such and such. You know, I want to see my name on the silver screen or on the small screen. Or I just, you know, I want to get, you know, a convertible, whatever. And I know screenwriting is going to get that. You know, you have to do this because inside you have to do this. And that's just kind of the way I feel about it. In any event, you know, you just keep writing and writing and writing and keep going and going and going. And you'll be able to never, another thing, just never stop and try to gauge where you are either. You know, you got to keep going and the ideas will keep coming, you know. There's an idea, a second, probably right in front of you. But a lot of times what I do is I'll have a book. And I have a notebook for notes, but I have a book that I keep just for ideas for movies. And there's probably there's probably at least 100 or more titles that I've come up with, and some of them just had a title, and some of them had a title and what it's about. Some of them have a little more, and you know. And then you, if you come up with a movie called ABC or dot, 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 then you can always go back to it and you can add to it. And when I get way more than just a couple notes or whatever for a title, I'll give that title its own folder. If I'm, you know, I go from the title to what I think the movie could be about. Then I started adding notes and I started building it one brick at a time. As I heard Will Smith say, his dad told him, and just keep building and building and building and building. And then once you got, you know, you might want to, just a piece of advice, if you're trying to decide what to write, you're looking at Ideas Factory, I call it. So you would basically take your ideas folder, your dream factory, and you take that, and that'll be your go-to source, you know, stuff you've written before, previous notes on, you know, what to write about. A little bit of follow-up from the news. Pretty sure you've all heard Bill Cosby was convicted. He will be sentenced. There was no date set as of yet for a sentencing. They did try to revoke his bond, though. I think the prosecutor, for some reason, felt he'd be a flight risk. That's interesting. In any event, you can reach out on Instagram at Scared of Police. You can email short questions to info@riskent.com. And I'm going to go enjoy this Saturday. Out.